10-0-GR.
Mr. Tom, Bernice, cut you loose again.
Shoot. Yeah. We be headed for Sam's and Costco's.
Bye there. Keegan Gore, UBG.
I figured you was headed somewhere, and I'm not surprised. I bet you can guess where I'm headed.
Yeah, I heard you was going up to Steve's today, yesterday. I didn't want to interrupt your plans. And we just got home anyways and pulled in. I'd like to see that flight simulator he's got someday. That'd be interesting. Can you come up and even watch Dave without being in the AMA to go out and watch you fly out at the field and then turn it over to Kevin?
Even a question I don't know the answer to. Go ahead, Kevin.
Fixing to pass by Costco, really. I ain't far from it right here, getting ready to pass by. And be over here in this area about all day, I reckon. Was in Mountain Inn a while ago, had a little easy job going on, and the next thing I know, it got canceled on me. That was my luck. But yeah, how y'all been doing? Y'all been doing pretty good?
Well, good morning, Kevin. Yes, this is NGLTR Tom. We've been doing fine. And you going by Costco's in Spartanburg or Greenville?
Spartanburg, going by Costco. Headed to a job site, and I'm going to be going right back by Costco again. I got to go to the job site where somebody's working and pick up a spring and go to another job and put it on.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to Spartanburg, and we got to pick up some things for the daughter. We sent some flowers to one of Bernice's friends up in Kansas that broke her ankle. And we're just going to trade her groceries for the price of the flowers. We do that all the time anyways. We pick her up groceries over there. And, sometimes we charge her and sometimes we don't. It just depends on what it is. If we pick up something we think she might need, like some grapes or some blackberries or something that the kids like, we just give it to them. And if it's something that she wants, like she's got a list today, she'll pay us for them, of course. But it helps her out because she works. Is she working at work now or at home? I don't know. I thought she was still at home, but you never know now. Go ahead, Dave. Your lack of knowledge this morning overwhelms me.
Bring the right questions. Oh, me. So, it reminds me of the movie I, Robot, and he brings up the, what do you call that thing? Anyway, and he says, he asked him a question, and he said, and that is the right question. And then the program closes out. So he has to figure it out from there. But anyway, well, I'm here at the sports club, so I'm gonna bail out on you. And y'all have a good day. 73's KV4 CPA. Go ahead and pick it up, Kevin.
Going out that way, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. I'm out here. I don't know what part of 29 I'm on here, but I'm on 29 here. You're headed into Spartanburg, right out here before you get to the QT and all that. Before you get into downtown, right here. direction. But y'all have a good one out that way, or are you David, and we'll holler at you later. We'll go up to Steve's, tell him hopefully someday I'm going to have that welder, you know, back together until we got that funeral for my mother-in-law's sister's husband that died Monday from, I can't remember if it's colon cancer or prostate cancer. I think it might have been prostate cancer. Spread it to all his bones and killed him less than a month. But just tell Steve that, you know, I'll get that thing put together and we'll try to play in something either one day that's coming up week or just, you know, that next weekend. I'll talk to you a little bit later.
Yeah, and
Steve,
you need to have one of them artificial intelligence chips implanted. That'd make you win more tennis even, if you could anticipate their moves. Come on, this is a real clan out ahead of us, I'm telling you. I'm glad they're going straight, Kevin. Jesus, it's a Volkswagen Jet and it's full of scumbags. I guess that's not politically correct, but it's really accurate. No, joy on that last transmission, Kevin, whatsoever. Go ahead, Mike.
I call about 5% of that. I'll probably be to your house and gone before you get home, so I heard what you said. You laid that cable out for me, so I'll get it and be on my way.
Clear out of it now, Mike. Whoa, somebody stopping out here in the middle of the dang highway. We don't need that with cars coming up behind me. Right, I would hope he'd have a GPS, the kind of work he does. It'd sure be worth the money.
Something in that pickup truck. Yeah, that concrete is about in its thickest spot. It's about 3.5 foot thick. So I always give it at least 4 days before I go to hausing on it. But it's a tilt-over tower, so you know it's until I stand it up, it won't be getting any great stress anyway. That'll be probably Saturday. I'll have everything bolted together and pull it up with a winch.
Well, you're a wise man, Mike. That'll be nice, a tilt-over tower. What kind of engine are you putting on it?
This is actually my third tower, but the 6-meter antenna is 40 feet long, so I went ahead and just gave it its own home on that one, and that'll be that, and then I can play a little 6, maybe work across the pond this year.
Standing. It's big enough, that's for sure. Well, ND7J Bob just put one up there in Hendersonville. I just never used 6 meters before. I had a friend back in Kansas that worked VUCC on that, and he had very little wattage, but it's the magic band, and when the band's in, it's in. I mean, if you get any kind of ducting or sporadic-y or anything like that, you can talk all over the world on it then.
Tuesday morning, KJ4WMO. Tuesday morning, 2 meters opened up, and I worked Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi. It was a good opening.
FM or sideband?
What's on sideband?
Yeah, I think more guys ought to get into that around here because it's a good band on sideband. I had it for a short duration when I lived in Kansas, and you could get some pretty good range out of it. The radio I had was junk, and it got into my neighbor's stereo one time, so I just took it down. But overall, a 2-meter sideband's a pretty good band.
Looking, you can do more than people would believe you can do. On a regular basis, you can always work the surrounding states, and if the other man's got a pretty good station, Florida's a pretty regular thing, too.
Yeah, tall tower. My antennas were up about 50 feet, but the flatlands of Kansas kind of contributed to that. On HF, I had a Mosley a tri-bander, and then I added 12 and 17, and it really did real good. I'm getting to where I forget everything, what I had. I'm getting so danged old, but it done a wonderful job.
All right, Bill, I'll go ahead and sign with you. I'm about where I'm going. We'll holler at you later. I think it's Tom N0TR, KJ4WMO, 73.
KJ4WMO, N0TR, 73s. And we're not far from getting to our destination over here, running into a lot of road construction here outside of Spartanburg. Have a great day, Mike, and a safe day. This is N0TR.